notes. Oh yeah, and that song, Don't Blame Me. It's on Reputation. I don't know if you know it.
Welcome to the Ugly Truth. I have to get my notes because I forgot. Oh, I saw a thing.
Oh, good.
I saw a thing the other day saying, have you ever looked at a woman's notes app and how bizarre it is?
Oh, God, because you write the most random.
The most random same. Shit.
I have passwords.
I have passwords, but I also have like weird, like I've told you, I've used my notes to like try to keep thoughts so that
same.
It's stuff that
I don't want to forget this, and I know I will. Like,
yeah. So like I have a note here for supplements, lion's mane. Green tea, berberine. I'm like, when did I write this and why?
Who knows?
I'm not taking any of these herbs. What's wrong with me?
No, I have some of those too, because now all my friends are either in perimenopause or, so we're all like exchanging supplements.
And then I have this other note that says thoughts I tell myself. And I say, it's been so long since I've had a period, my Clue app uninstalled itself. And then below that, it says, you're a hurtful slut, Bob.
Why?
It's a line from Bob's Burgers.
Oh.
Why is it there? I don't know.
We don't know. Well, maybe you just thought it was funny and you wanted to remember it.
I have a bucket list on here. Tattoos.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
God.
Did you see?
Weird.
I don't even know. This is like
I have on
the
here.
Most random fact, but the most random thing that that Kanye West is coming out with a porn
site.
Yeah. I don't. Is it a site or a company or like what?
I thought it was a porn site, but
I know it's a porn thing.
I saw something
he's doing,
about it.
Mm-hmm. But I'm like, this guy is so fucking off the chain.
Well, he's lost all of his endorsements with Adidas and stuff.
I know, so but he's already a billionaire. Just be one.
I know.
Be one. Go away.
I know. It's true.
God, I don't understand why he's so weird. He's so incredibly unstable.
Can you remind me where gravitational pull came from?
That came from...
Wait, were we at a wedding or something?
Mom,
where were we?
Mom had an office party when she was a real estate agent, and it was an outdoor soiree, with food.
Was it like an extra picnic? Like a
It was a real estate thing.
Like a little bit nicer of a picnic because it was outside?
It was. I mean, it was, if I recall correctly, it was at, where the Folsom Zoo is.
Oh, yeah.
It was at that park.
They have those event areas.
It's
that you
huge,
can,
yeah.
So it's Folsom, like covered in cement pad.
There was like gazebos and stuff.
Okay.
And yes. And okay. It was quite fancy, but they had dancing and music and food and drinking.
And the four of us went.
And you were probably, 15?
Probably.
You were of the age where you weren't too little of a kid to where it would have been like, but you were young enough to where this person who was trying to dance with you was
perverse,
should have been ashamed of himself. And I'm sure
and
he
no
was.
One said anything.
No, but this was in the late 80s.
Yes.
So not to say that, it was okay. It wasn't.
No, we didn't understand things the way we understand
them. We used
now.
To dismiss a lot of horrible misogynist behavior.
For real.
For real.
Yeah.
Like everybody would kind of be like, oh, he look at Dwayne dancing with Marva's 15-year-old.
That's right. It
thrusting
was
thrusting his pelvis. Yes, it was you.
See, I blocked that out, Stephanie. I thought I was watching it.
No.
I literally disassociated.
Are you lying?
No.
Oh my God. How is it that you don't? Okay.
I literally am asking you because in my brain, I remember, I thought we were making fun
like
of him from
else.
Afar.
No.
It was me.
It was you. It was you. And he was probably drunk. I didn't understand all of that back then. Mm-hmm. I just thought adults were idiots. But yes, he was thrusting his pelvis as a
dance move.
The full-blown white man dance.
Wow.
And it was, he should have been, I mean, it was absolutely disgusting.
Well, we called him gravitational pull for
years.
For decades we've called him that. Remember gravitational pull?
We all remember.
Wasn't he wearing white jeans?
He probably was. I know it was summer.
I hope he's dead.
Early summer. Oh, God, he probably is, Jamie.
I hope so.
Most of those people are dead.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
So, but yes, that was funny. That was, I don't even know why mom made it. They had this thing. Our parents had this thing where they only acted like they liked us when they needed us to serve a purpose. Like, I need people to think
look
I'm a family man.
Daughters.
Yeah. Or like, I'm a single mom. Look at me raising my kids and how wonderful they are.
I know. God, you're right.
And they would drag us to these things or places and, that were miserable.
And we're like, and we hated every second
of
it. We
were like circus monkeys. We were on when she told us to be on. And then it was like, all right, go away. And then we'd go find a picnic bench somewhere and like make jokes and.
So true.
Do our own thing.
I don't even know why. Oh, well, weird notes. It said gravitational pull.
Oh,
that's
yes.
all it said.
That's,
and I'm like,
that is where that is from.
I'm sure that's why I wanted to recall it because I couldn't remember.
Well,
literally.
People.
And I remember everything.
You do remember everything.
I definitely disassociate. There's no doubt.
I have told people that I was left-handed and that I used to have to wear a little string around my, and they don't believe me.
They literally tied your hand to your thigh.
Yeah, they don't believe me. They're like, nobody did that. People did not treat children that way. I was like, I don't remember, but I swear my sister tells me that it's true.
You know why?
So it's true.
Because I remember untying you. I remember it. You can't do this to someone. This is torture.
I know.
It was torture. So can you imagine?
No, I can't imagine. God. And I can't. I'm a little surprised that I don't have any recollection of it whatsoever. Usually when you tell me things, I'll be like, oh, wait, I think I do remember
in kindergarten. You were so little.
I don't remember
because they
that.
Try to teach you. They try to, you know, beat it out of you before you have to learn anything.
Before you really start writing and stuff. Yeah.
I do. I am curious. And I mean, if we don't want to talk about it, I'll have Daryl edit it out. Oh. But your son has a broken wing.
Yeah, he does.
Is it his left or right hand?
It's his left.
Oh, thank God.
And it's his arm.
Okay.
He broke his radius.
I saw the x-ray.
Yeah. So it's pretty significant.
I think x-rays are cool, personally.
Oh, he loved it.
Oh, did he?
In fact, he wanted the reason why we took the picture, because we have this, why did I have to get the one young, drop-dead gorgeous...
radiologist?
No, the freaking doctor.
Oh, the athletic guy.
The orthopedic.
Orthopedic.
So he's an orthopedic surgeon.
Yes.
And he is absolutely adorable. But because he's young, he's kind of like funny. And, you know,
they have energy.
Sarcastic.
They wake up leaping out of bed still.
Completely.
They have collagen.
He's been practicing for 13 years.
And testosterone still.
Jamie? The man was adorable.
I told Daryl, I said, you ever think about taking testosterone? He's like, why? What do I need it for?
Oh my God. They say it's Suzanne Summers, before she passed, rest in peace. She said, my husband is on so much goddamn testosterone. She's like, we have sex every day and we're in our 80s. She's like, it's a miracle.
I hope I have sex in my 80s.
Yeah, same. I
want to do it.
Pump it full of testosterone. Who gives a shit? How can it hurt? What can it possibly hurt?
Well, I mean, then I have to take something, because at 80, I'm going to be like, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. Well, she did admit to taking something else. She said they both took stuff to increase their libido.
Hell, that was
natural. It wasn't like they were putting fake stuff in their body. No. Because, you know, Suzanne Summers was like Miss Naturelle.
Oh, yes.
So,
yes, she was.
But anyway. Anyway,
he was adorable.
He was adorable. He took the photo and said, here, mom, do you want to take a picture? Because it was on a laptop. And he's like, if you don't put it on social media, it didn't happen. I was like, okay.
That's so cute.
Wasn't he cute? And so I took a picture, sent it to Jeff, and he took it to school, and all his friends wanted to look at it.
What kind of cast did he get?
That's the interesting thing, is he actually didn't cast him. He's in a fiberglass splint that the ER did. It's hard as a rock.
Oh, sure.
But what he said was like, yeah, I don't really want to cast it, because he goes, the ER doctor amazingly did a super good job setting it.
Perfect.
He goes, and it's in the perfect position and I don't want to mess with it. Oh, because it had only been a week at the time.
Okay.
So he didn't cast it. He's like, I want to see you every week. I'm like, I feel like I'm pregnant. Like, we're at the 40, where I'm on my 40 week and I have to go every week now.
God.
So we have to go every week. So visit number 2 is coming up, and we will do another x-ray and we'll see how it's going.
Oh.
But my son is just literally, it's for people who say that, like, this is a rite of passage, all little boys do it. I'm like, okay, maybe it is, you know what, but it really fucking sucks.
I don't think it's a rite of passage.
Yeah. I mean, everybody I know right now has a kid with a fucking broken arm.
Really?
Yes.
That's so weird.
It's the weirdest thing.
I don't know how, but our family got through no casts.
Well, we're girls.
No, I have a son.
That's true.
He never broke his arm, but
you should have seen the way the doctor looked at Jerry when he asked Jerry. He's like, well, every little boy breaks their arm. He goes, I know I broke mine. The doctor's saying this. He goes, Jerry, he's like, I'm assuming you broke your arm. And Jerry's like, no, I've never broke a bone. He looked at him like, what are you, like a ballerina or something?
There are other injuries, though. For example, my son cut he almost cut his toe off.
I remember that.
When he cut his toe, it was on a...
That was scary.
And mom's like, we should sue. And I'm like, stop
it. Sue who?
The pool manufacturer.
Kind of sound like a weird owl.
No, the pool manufacturer, for having a sharp ring on the filter.
But where was it? When he was swimming?
No, we had a above ground pool.
Yeah, you guys used to get the giant
ones. The big one. Yes. And they would swim in it, and he was doing a slippy thing and slipping into the pool, and his toe hit the ring.
Yes.
And he's like, mom, I cut my foot. I'm like, you did? And I looked down, and there's literally fat coming out. It was down to the bone.
Ouch.
And I'm like, all right. I called our mom. Hey, mom, I need you to come over and look at this. And she's like, okay. So she comes, she goes, you know what? It might be fun to go to the doctor and have him look at this. I bet he has a really cool Band-Aid for you.
Yeah.
And she looks at me, she's like, take him to the doctor now.
Yeah.
So I called her pediatrician.
Oh.
And I'm like, hey, do you do stitches? And he's like, I don't actually. We're not equipped for that at the office.
Yeah.
He goes, but I will call ahead. So he took us to, we went to an urgent care.
Oh, good.
And
you avoided
the doctor that was there. Well, because it's kind of an emergency.
Yeah.
And stitches, you know. So we go in there.
As long as it's wrapped tight and it's not like bleeding everywhere.
Problem was, is that it was a little too deep.
Oh.
And the doctor, fine doctor. In fact, when he retired, I ran into him at a grocery store. I had a little bit of a crush on him. And he wasn't even the most attractive man. But
there's
just
something about him.
Yeah. And he was kind of short. Yeah. But I didn't care. You know, I'm like, God, what is it about you? You know what? It's you're cocky. And
we're
I,
not as visual as some.
I really, really liked his swagger.
You have better taste. You have some of the, your men have to be kind of attractive. I like uglier men. I don't like them ugly.
You just, that's what you're
saying. But I end up, because it's for me, it's more of their mind or their attitude.
So I like nerds, hardcore.
Yeah.
And
Darryl's
so.
Not a nerd though.
Oh yes, he is.
Is he?
Ugh, Stephanie, it's tiring. I thought I liked nerds. No, I do. Anyway, so.
Does it come off as a nerd to me? Or maybe that's just because I'm myself am a nerd.
We're all nerds.
Yeah, I guess we are.
We're all nerds here. So
that's probably why I'm not getting promoted.
Ran into him at the grocery store and I'm like, hello, doctor. And I'm like, oh my God. He's like, how's your son? I'm like, oh, he's good. You know, and it was just ridiculous.
You remind me of what I said when I had surgery on my ear and mom was doing it to my surgeon.
Oh,
and I
God.
Was looking at her like, ugh.
Stop flirting with my doctor.
So now when I'm in places like that and the doctor's cute, I'm like, don't do it. Because you remember how idiotic she looks. You're her.
If you're getting a vibe though, you can't help it.
I guess maybe she was getting a vibe.
You know what?
She probably was.
Here's what I find annoying. We see our mom as our mom.
Right.
Other people go, she's a sexy Martha Stewart.
Ugh, exactly. Exactly. Like you have no idea how annoying she is.
You have no idea. Be her daughter for 18 years and tell me how you feel. Anyway, so he was giving him lanacane to numb up his little toe and everything like that. Wouldn't numb.
Is he like you?
No.
Because you won't numb either.
He literally went into the supply closet and got completely new numbing stuff. He's like, I don't know what's going on. This should be working.
Yeah.
He's like, something's not right. Now, this was a long time ago, but you know, people were replacing saline way back in the day.
Probably.
Tyler could feel everything. So he's like, something's not right. Oh, so he literally went and got old lanacane or whatever
unopened.
The numbing shit is from the back of the supply closet and it worked. Tyler fell asleep. But he had to endure a lot of pain before he actually got the right shit.
I wonder if you were right, if somebody was swapping it.
The doctor was absolutely out of his mind. He's like, I don't know what's happening. He's like, this is insane.
Well, maybe something had happened before.
I think.
And he was like, what the hell?
It's very possible. And it wasn't soon after. He was no longer there, by the way.
That's pretty fucked up for a drug addict to do that so that people have to get.
I listened to a whole podcast about somebody did that to women in a fertility clinic and they had to endure torture, literal torture.
Oh my God.
Because they're like, we can't give you any more medicine. And they're like, you've given me nothing. I feel everything.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, and it was a nurse
who was stealing the,
she was an oxy addict and she was using the liquid and she was switching it out for saline. And sometimes she would dilute it. Sometimes she wouldn't. And she didn't even go to prison.
Yeah. You know what? Isn't it shocking?
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting.
And all these women were like, I literally don't have children because the idea of going back and going through this again, it's like asking me to be tortured actively and paying for it too, by the way.
Oh no. God.
It was on the East Coast, but still.
This has happened. I watched
it. It does happen. So anyway, with that being said, he goes, look, I'm going to stitch him up, but it's down to the bone and he might have nerve damage. And if that happens, he's going to have surgery. And I'm like, okay. So no, he hasn't had a broken arm, but I would have taken it over that where he almost lost his toe.
So my point was in saying it is like, you know, people act like it's no big deal.
It's a big
deal.
They
put it in a cast. I'm like, my son has been in pain. He has been living on Advil. He has been uncomfortable all the time. He can't sleep.
You got to wait for it to heal before you start feeling better. And it sucks. I mean, that could be for weeks.
8 weeks. That's a matter of fact. They told us.
Horrible.
So yeah, it's not been enjoyable. And no. As a mom, you know, little kids do adapt and they do get, you know, he's done all those things.
Sure.
But for me, I'm like, I'm really ready for this to be over. I'm really tired of seeing my kid in pain.
It sucks too, because you're right. It's like, oh no, people break their arms.
Yeah, but it's still
and
awful.
I'm like, you know what? Stop acting like it ain't a big thing. We've endured injuries, knee injuries, wrist injuries. Tyler fractured his orbital bone. Like,
yeah, I remember that.
You can't cast that. And they're like, he's going to need plastic surgery. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
It's a broken bone is no small thing.
No.
And I know it feels like, oh, it's no big deal.
Because people do it every day. But yeah, no, it is a very big deal. And I'm really not enjoying it. And I really do feel bad for my son. And my son, you know, he's a lot like I am. I came in his room the other day. We're almost 2 weeks out since he did this. And I said something to him about, I've been doing on a level of 1 to 10, where's your pain? When he tells me it hurts.
Yeah.
Cause I'm like, I give him Advil whenever he needs it.
Of course.
But if he's just like, I don't know, it's just like bugging me. It's not really, then I'm trying not to give it to him. I'm not having him on a every 4 hour
dose.
No,
you want to build tolerance. No, whatever the doctor says too, right? Like whatever they suggest.
They didn't suggest shit.
They don't suggest painkillers.
No. I think they just assume that you do it. But, So I said, well, what do you think it's at? He's like, I don't know. I'm probably at like a 6. I'm like, okay, let me get you some Advil. Cause I don't want you suffering. And I'm like, well, and as we were talking about it, I was like, well, what kind of pain does it feel like? Is it like a sharp pain? Cause I want to make sure, cause I'm like, it's been 2 weeks. Is it normal for it still to be hurting? And you know, maybe. And he's like, what do you mean? What does it feel like? He's like, I broke my arm. And then he raised his voice at me. I'm like, God,
he's cranky. Cause I'm in pain.
He's like, it hurts.
Is it sharp or throbbing? Please tell me.
I'm like, all right, fine. You know what? We're going to the doctor on Tuesday, which is less than, you know, 48 hours from now.
So you have your own Dr. McSteamy.
I do.
That's hilarious. Okay. Well, we have to wrap it up, but I have to tell you my awkward moment. I have two, please. But I'm going to tell you the one. It was a couple of weeks ago now, we went to Napa with Daryl's brother and my sister-in-law, yes. Brother-in-law, sister-in-law.
People listen to the show and be like, again?
They invited us.
They're like, every time she comes on, they're like, well, we went to Napa this weekend.
Well, we went to do some wine tasting. And so we took them to a new
If you lived here, you would go all the time too.
It's 90 minutes away.
It's literally the most beautiful place on the planet.
It's so stunning. And we had, you couldn't have asked for better weather.
We have had the most stunning weather.
So this new experience was the lady who was our host for the session said, hey, I'm going to take you to the top of the mountain of our property. It's amazing. You can see Yountville. You can see everything. You can see the valley. And we're like, Ooh. Oh, sweet. Well, she failed to tell us that it's a dirt road with switchbacks. And she's like,
did you have to go on a tractor?
No, thank God.
I was like, oh my God.
We were in like a big SUV.
Okay.
And we have, you know, they give you a little taste of wine.
Awesome. So you weren't exposed or anything like that. I was imagining something terrible.
But there's a sheer drop on one side.
Oh, for God's sake.
And she's like, and she would stop periodically and she'd be like, you can see the abandoned mansion from the original family. And I'm like, get it going. We don't want to be on this road anymore.
Slip and fall.
It was terrifying. And so we finally get to the top.
You can't save yourself. That's why.
No, we're screwed. Totally
Just inside this SUV and praying that the
and
roof
on top of it,
ahead.
She goes, there's bears up here. And sometimes you'll see coyote, you'll see deer, you'll see jackrabbit. She goes, oh, and there's a jackrabbit. And there's this giant jackrabbit hippity hopping across the dirt road. And so we finally get to the top. And I'm feeling spicy because I don't do well. And I was in the third seat. I was getting car sick because it was really bumpy.
You're like, this is not fun.
Yeah. And so we get out and I'm like, finally fresh air. Now, of course, I didn't know we were going to be doing this. So I'm wearing heels.
Ah, oh, fuck.
Because I thought we were literally walking 5 feet to our table.
Of course.
And I always make this mistake.
Was Prithi wearing heels?
She was wearing wedges. So
always wears heels.
She had a little more stability than I did. And so we get out and I'm like, okay, good, fresh air. So we're standing out there and suddenly Prithi goes, oh, to our host. She goes, oh, Lee, your nails are so cute. You know, because they were like whatever cool color. And she goes, oh yeah, that's cool. And so they were like a dark color. And Prithi goes, oh, Jamie, you like to wear black nail polish too. And I said, yeah, I do. I go, but I've had trauma in my life. And Lee goes, oh. And I go, no, I'm just kidding. And I go, but in all seriousness, I've had a very traumatic childhood. And Daryl, who's never around
to save me.
Exactly. He's like, what did you say? And I'm like, what? it.
Better just leave this one untouched, mister. Don't do it.
And at first I'm like, is this an awkward moment? I'm like, no, it's not. This is just who I am. I'm just going to lean into it.
She's in her Taylor Swift phase.
It's true. It's true. Well, even Daryl will be like,
if I can't have him.
Daryl will be like, what are you wearing today? I'm like, what do you think I'm wearing today? He goes, black. I'm like, yeah.
He's like, okay. And you say that.
He's like, I guess I'll just wear something else. I'm like, maybe you will, because we're not going to a Sadie Hawkins dance. That's why I buy you white and blue and gray and red, because I'm wearing black.
Oh, God. Jerry will say something like that to me. He'll be like, what are you going to wear today? I'll be like, why do you care? Are you going to suggest something?
Are you dressing me now?
Do you have, yeah. Do you have an opinion about what I might wear?
Did you suddenly go to Bloomingdale's and buy me $5,000?
Are you hoping I don't wear the thing that you think is ugly? What were you going to say?
That reminds me of this morning. So yesterday, Daryl had allergies are horrible. Oh, and God. So I gave him some medicine and I went downstairs to get coffee because he had gotten up early and made coffee. So I made coffee and I thought about bringing him coffee. And I'm like, no, you know what? He's trying to sleep off a headache. So I just stayed downstairs. Yeah. And I'm like, that's fine. So this morning he goes, yeah. So he's so fucking romantic. I can't even with it.
Even at the crack of
dawn? Makes me want to hit him. Every weekend when he doesn't have to get up at the crack of dawn to work, he brings coffee to us and we sit and drink coffee and watch some stupid show. Usually it's fishing. But anyway, he loves golf. It.
I know.
So he brings in these cups, these mugs. They say boobies.
Yes.
And they're two bees. And they have little ghost
they're very
costumes
cute.
On.
Yes.
Well, I bought these for him many years ago because when we talk to each other, I'll say boo and he'll say boo and I'll say bee.
Yeah.
Because I think it's hilarious.
It is. It's cute.
Every weekend he brings these mugs in. So this morning he goes, well, since we didn't have coffee together yesterday, I'm bringing in our boobie mugs this morning. I'm like, that's nice. And so I said, yeah, I refrained yesterday because I wanted you to rest. And he goes, you were afraid? He didn't hear me.
And you're like,
he goes, you were afraid? I go, I am not afraid of you. And I did not say that.
Please. Like those words would ever come out of
he's
my
like,
mouth.
It's 7:30 in the morning. Why are you so aggressive?
And I'm like, you thought I said afraid?
I go, I fear nothing in this house.
Are you having a moment?
Except for spiders.
I know.
Like, I'm not afraid of you. He's like, okay. He's like, I know. And I'm like, thanks for the coffee.
Poor thing.
I'm such an asshole.
Well, I'm in the bathroom in the master bathroom this morning. And when you walk in my master bedroom, if I'm in the bathroom, you won't necessarily know or see me right away. You'd have to like come around the corner a little to like look.
Yeah.
So I think he came in there to see if I was in the bedroom. You know how you scat around the house when you're looking for someone, you have to say something. Yes. And you're like, well, she's probably in the bedroom. So he came in there, but he didn't see me right away because I was in the bathroom and he coughed. He's like, and it was like this the cough that I hate and everything. And so I come out of the bathroom and he's like, oh, you are in here. And I'm like, and I literally like rolled my eyes and he's like, sorry. He's like, he's like trying to clear his throat. I'm like, what?
Drink some water. Like, get a tea.
Cough before you get to my room. Out there. Oh my God.
He's all right.
I hate my life.
I know you do. You deserve it though. All right.
No, him. He's
I know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank you for listening. We will be back with another show very, very soon. Bye.